Better? Better, huh? Okay, good morning. Okay. Do you know what this is? A cactus. How do you know it's a cactus? Oh. It does poke you, huh? So if I asked you to come grab a hold of this, would you want to do that? Why not? Because why, Josie?
Huh?
Would it poke you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? I want to talk to you about plants this morning, because you know that plants can be like people and people can be like plants.
I have good plants.
Do you have good plants?
Yeah.
I'm glad you do.
In the hot tub.
In the hot tub. Well, do you know that people can be like plants and plants can be like people, and some people can be like this plant? They can be pokey and they can be grumpy. I'm glad you have two dogs. I hope you take good care of your dogs. Sometimes people can be so grumpy, they won't smile at you, and they're not friendly, and they don't reach outside of themselves to help anybody or do anything. And like this plant, they just sit there. I have given both of these plants the same kind of care. They've had all the food and water and nutrients and the light they need, and even repotted them, and look at it, it just sits there. People can be like that too. They don't use the good gifts that God's given them, the love that He's given. And so they don't grow and they don't bloom. But look at this plant. What kind of plant is this? Does anybody know? A blackberry bush? You know, it's not blackberry, but that's a good guess, because it is the same kind of plant as a blackberry. It's not in the same family. It's called a vine. It's a vine. And this plant is called Ahoya carosa carnosa and crinkle. Do you see these little dimples in the plant? Yeah, little dimples. That's why it's called a crinkle. Now, this plant's only 3 years old. That's not very old, is it? But look how big it is. And sometimes these plants can grow to be 10 feet long. Matter of fact, we have five more of these at home. Jacob, where does that go? Thank you. But the leaves on our other ones are different, but they all, a lot of them have the same kind of flower. This is the flower. Isn't that pretty? And it looks like velvet, and it feels like velvet, and it smells. And when I come home and it's blooming, I can smell it all over the house as soon as I come in the door. Now, this plant hasn't bloomed yet, but has it grown? Yeah, it's used all the nutrients and all the love and care that we've given it, and it's gotten really big. Matter of fact, these things are taking over our house in our living room. They're going everywhere. But you know, this plant doesn't like to be moved around. It likes to be just put in its pot and get really root bound, and then it will grow and it will bloom. Here's new growth. Here's new growth. But this plant is like people too. There is one, at least two ladies I know in our church family that are like this vine. One of them, every week when I come to church, I can count on her. If I come close to her, she reaches out and she grabs me. And she pulls me in tight and she hugs me for everything she's worth. And she smiles and she greets me and she makes me happy to be here. And her name is Anna Arnold. I love to see Anna and Tina too. They're very friendly and they reach out. But you know what? You don't have to be a hugger to reach out and use the gifts that God gave us. Do you know Pastor Tom is also like a vine? God has given him a gift of teaching and preaching and many other gifts that he has too. And every week when I come to church, I can count on getting a good sermon, getting a good message from my God through Pastor Tom that he shares with us. See, he's using the things that God has given him. Josie?
What?
It is real. That's a good question. So Jesus says in his word, the Bible, that he is the true vine. He's the vine and we are the branches. Do you see branches that come off of this? Some of these have branches that come off of the vines. But you know what? In order for this to grow, in order for us to grow, we have to stay attached to Jesus by reading, by praying, by having a good relationship with him. So this week, I want you guys to think about, can you tell me later? I want you to think about being a branch and staying attached to Jesus and using the good things that God's gifted each one of you with. because I know that all of you guys have gifts from God too. And I have something that I want to give to you to help remind you, but you have to do one thing for me. Can you agree to do one thing? Oh, I'll tell you in just a minute. I'm going to tell you right now. Can you agree to not open this and not do anything with it until you show your parents and they give you the green light, go ahead? Can you do that for me? Okay, because I don't usually do this, but I did this for one reason. This is called a what? A hug. Yeah, and I did this because, can you see the picture on there? See how the white part wraps around the dark part? That's like Jesus. He wraps himself around us and he gives us his white raiment, his righteousness, and he makes us like him. So when you guys look at these, I want you to look at the white part wrapping around and remember that Jesus wraps himself around each one of us. And he gives us a big hug and he makes us just like him. Okay, so let's have prayer and then I'll give each one of you one, okay? Okay, let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much that you are the vine and that we are the branches and that if we're stay close to you and stay attached to you, that you make us like you. Help us to reach out to others, to show them love and kindness, and help us to become just like you. Bless each one of these children in a special way. Help them to realize the gifts that you've given them so they can use them and grow and bloom for you. In your name, amen.